While most American cities are ringed with auto salvage yards, there is one metropolis that is home to aircraft junkyards. Tucson, Arizona, is the nation's primary storage lot and graveyard for U.S. military aircraft. When the government doesn't need an airplane or helicopter any longer, it is declared surplus or obsolete and auctioned off as scrap. What can be done with an old fighter jet engine or used parachute jump door? NPR's John Burnett found out.
You don't even have to like airplanes to be impressed by the spectacle beside the highway in southwest Tucson. 4 square miles of fighters, bombers, helicopters, and cargo planes lined up row after row in the desert, like the parking lot of some giant fly-in Walmart. It's the aircraft storage area of the mammoth Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. And across the street is the biggest aviation scrapyard of them all, National Aircraft.
So this is where all the airplanes come to die.
A 62-year-old man in a Boeing cap slowly drives a Chevy pickup between rows of hulking, hollow airplane fuselages.
I'm Don Howell. I've been in Tucson here in the aircraft salvage and parts business since 1963. And I have, over the years, done just everything that has gone on in the business, from actual cutting of the airplanes, removing parts in the early on days, and working my way on up to sales and marketing and so forth.
As the manager of National Aircraft, he pays between $5,000 to $50,000 a piece for junk airplanes.
You'll see 707s, you'll see C-130s, you'll see pieces of KC-135. The large body on your left is a Coast Guard C-130B. The fighter carcass next to that, the green one there, is an F-4. We have 29 F-4s left at the moment.
Few people want the whole aircraft carcass. Mostly, Howell's customers just want pieces of the planes, for instance, to remove and install on their own aircraft. Souvenir collectors show up at the scrapyard, like the aviation nut who had them cut the squadron logo of Dennis the Menace off the tail section of an F-4 Phantom that once flew sorties over Vietnam.
And so with tears in their eyes and cash in their hand, we satisfy their needs and wants and send them away happy with a souvenir that they treasure forever.
Aircraft salvage yards are also popular with film production companies. From time to time, Hollywood art directors stop by National Aircraft looking for that special something to liven up a fireball scene.
And they just love to come in and get stuff that they can either blow up or burn or whatever. They want some high-action adventure shots. Why? That's where a lot of these things go to.
Don Howell sold 43 flatbed trailers full of old cockpits, fuselage, and other odds and ends to the makers of Con Air. In the climactic scene, a Fairchild C-123 lands on Las Vegas Boulevard and breaks apart. Walking through this airplane boneyard provides a quick education about the mysterious innards of flying machines. Prop spinners, center wing boxes, leading edge slats, tail cones, drop tanks, emergency hydraulic tanks, elevators, accumulators, ailerons, refueling probes, flow divider valves, and entire jet engines.
What does someone do with a used jet engine that's been sitting out here in the desert for a few years?
Our most famous purpose is we sell them to the railroads for snowblowers. They mount them on a flat car, push them through the mountains when they get big snows and blow the snow off the railroad tracks. They've used them to dry racetracks. They've used them for jet race cars.
Even artists visit the scrapyard. A company called Moto Art in Los Angeles creates high-priced art and custom furniture out of old aviation parts, propeller sculptures, tail wing desks, and dummy bomb martini tables. Moto Art's designer, Donovan Fell, was wandering through National Aircraft earlier this year when he found 20 paratroop jump doors still in their crates.
They were just gorgeous. And that was one that I didn't quite know what I wanted to do with it right off the bat, but within a few weeks it became a coffee table with half-inch glass on top of it, and it's all polished up, and it also illuminates internally, so it's looks really nice at night.
Older airplanes are mostly made out of aluminum, and aluminum is recyclable. As the last resort, when Howell cannot sell an airplane off piecemeal for reusable parts, souvenirs, movie props, or sculpture, it goes under the blade. crane drops an 8-ton iron blade on a piece of airplane wing, which cuts it as neatly as a carrot. Later, the scrap will be dumped into what's called a sweating furnace.
And the very, very end of the road is the ingots that come out of the other side of the sweating furnace, and that's the aluminum that was the wings or the body or whatever, and now it's gone on to be something else.
Who knows? The next 12-ounce can you pop open might be part of aviation history. John Burnett, NPR News, Tucson.